Welcome to the Wi-Fi Entrepreneur Podcast. They say your network is your net worth. So, why not hang with the best entrepreneurs out there? Let's get into it.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wi-Fi Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jackson McKiernan. Really appreciate you tuning in today. Today, I'm joined by none other than Sam Jacobs. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Sam, he's an 18-year-old entrepreneur who's absolutely killing the e-commerce and dropshipping game with over 1.5 million in online sales, which is insane for his age. He's also been featured in publications like MSNBC, BuzzFeed, Thrive, you know, many more. How's it going today, my man?
Dude, doing great. Thank you for having me on, and let's crush this, dude.
I'm excited. So yeah, I want to start from the beginning. How'd you get introduced into entrepreneurship and dropshipping? I know you talked a little bit about it at the breakthrough event, but what did the starting process look like for you?
Starting process was simple. A lot of people have different backgrounds. My background wasn't, I wasn't poor. I came from a middle-class family. And for me, my father always, inspired me. He was always that person that like pushed me over the edge, to go greater, get out of my comfort zones, for me, I didn't really want to go the college route. And that big why for me was that I didn't want to go to college. My parents always pushed me, go, go, go. And I'm like, hey, where do I have to be at in order not to go to college, right? So, they kind of said, like, we got to see something go. So for me, just looking up ways online, how to make money, and, one thing comes to the next, dropshipping pops up, and it's killing it right now for me.
Awesome, man. So how did you find out about dropshipping? Was it through like a YouTube video or, an Instagram ad? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, actually for me, dropshipping came to my mind through a YouTube video, social media. I was just looking it up, doing my thing. And, part of an entrepreneur's journey is to find, and go out there, find your pathway, and how to get to the top.
Yeah, exactly. But actually how I found out about dropshipping, I think might have been from you. It was a while ago and I saw you on an Instagram ad talking about dropshipping and I was like, I don't really know what this is. Let me look into it a bit more. And, soon enough, now we're on a podcast, which is super awesome. Awesome, man. So let's talk about Breakthrough. For those of you who don't know, Breakthrough was an event in New York a few months ago, that brought together a ton of high-level entrepreneurs from around the world. There's actually another one coming up in LA. So any of you West Coasters out there, keep an eye out. I think it's sold out now, but just in case there's any more openings. Sam and I actually met at Breakthrough. I also met a bunch of people who've been on the podcast. I made a ton of good connections there, some relationships from that event. So I'm curious, what was the motivation behind putting this event together? Because you probably had a ton of stuff going on at the moment, but why was sort of this event your priority?
Great, great question. For me, the reason why I do these events, the reason why I go ahead and, I'm very into events, very into masterminds, more into one-on-one personal level things, because for me, that's how my career, my whole entrepreneur journey excelled. Now, everyone goes through this period called the breakthrough moment. Everyone has their breakthrough moment. And for me, it was in my, personal brand business. It was when someone came over to me at an event. He's like, listen, man, I'm 16 year old right now. And a couple of months ago, I experienced this really, really big breakthrough for me. I was literally feeling depressed, feeling down. And one day I decided I was going to commit suicide, right? He said that he went over to these giant waves, 16 foot waves. And he told himself he's going to jump. He's going to jump and kill himself. He didn't feel like he was right on this earth and he was going to jump. He jumped and one of the waves pushed him back, smashed his head. He ended up going to the hospital, gushing blood. End of story. He was laying in that bed and he started, going through his phone. He ended up starting to follow me. And one thing led to the next. He was so inspired and now he's making money from his laptop. Once I heard that story, I knew that, there are people behind that screen. And I really wanted to take it to the next level with these events, these more personal things. So we decided to do Breakthrough number one in New York City. And that was an absolute huge success. People came over to me crying. And for me to see that, that's real success. That's real happiness. And for any entrepreneur, the real ambition, the real success is when you feel your happiness come into you, when you have that breakthrough of happiness. And that is for me. So that's why we're doing all these events. We're having another one in LA and it's going to be an absolute success. So excited.
Yeah, the power of meeting in person is so much greater than, you know, just watching an online course, for me at least, just meeting people and having that conversation back and forth. You know, I know with a course or something like that, you're not always going to be able to ask questions and stuff like that, but just that ability to talk to people one-on-one and sort of see what's working for them, what isn't working for them, just sort of bouncing ideas off each other was super important. And actually, Breakthrough, I think, was the first event I ever went to, and I met so many people that were sitting next to me that, you know, I'm talking with constantly now. I have their numbers in my phone. You know, we're working on stuff together. They're on the podcast just like this, which is super awesome. I think that event was just such a great start, I guess, for my sort of motivation as an entrepreneur.
I love that. Why I'd
love to talk about it. So also let's talk about your experience with Tai Lopez, right? I know you were at an event with him. He shouted you out after learning about all of your success at such a young age. What was it like not only to meet Tai, but to interact with him and sort of be put onto a whole new stage? I mean, Tai is one of the most famous entrepreneurs in the world, right? And how did the exposure change your brand and your business?
Definitely. I mean, social media is huge, you know, and actually the story with Tai was I actually went to one of his masterminds and, you know, I saw him outside. Little did I know, you know, I go over to him, thank him so much for success because, you know, no matter what, every mentor, every person that you learn from is someone that you should thank once you get to the top. And he was one of them. So came over to him and I went from there, put on, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, and it just like exploded my brand. You know, I'm actually headed to Tai Lopez's house in a couple of days with the team. And it's going to be absolute huge, huge, huge. We're going to be recording content. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, just blessed to have that opportunity and definitely taking advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of going off that as well. Let's talk about your age, right? You're 18, I'm 17, and sort of your age is such a huge part of your brand, which just like that wow factor of, you know, how old you are and sort of what you're doing at your age. Same here. A lot of people say, you know, I started when I was 25 or stuff like that. So how has, you know, all the success and all this exposure and sort of starting so young, how does it feel at, you know, such a young age?
Great, great question. I mean, here's one thing that I want every single person to realize, that no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter how tall you are, no matter how you look, in this generation, making money is so simple. It's literally, you have a phone, you have Wi-Fi, you are in business. And for me, I wanted to just prove that to the world. So I went out there and I did it. You know, when I'm dealing, you know, I'm not dealing with huge things that I have to be 30 years old to be. Like, I'm dealing with me, my laptop, my Wi-Fi, and my brain. Okay. And we've been blessed to have such an amazing opportunity. It's the 21st century. This is the time to explode. And if you're not taking advantage of that, I just want to show you that it's possible and that you should be doing it too.
Yeah. Also, I think also with being so young, a lot of people might be put off by it because they're just like, oh, you know, I'm 20, you know, I'm 35, or I wish I would have started at 18, but that's the whole point of you, you know, sharing your story about how young you are, is to show that you can do it whenever and wherever. Not, it might put some people down thinking, you know, I wish I would have started earlier, but the whole point of your message, I think, is just to show people that you can do it from anywhere at any age, you know, like you said, anywhere, which is super awesome, man. Yeah, so let's talk. So I'm guessing the name, I was going to ask you what the name Breakthrough meant, but you know, you told that story earlier, and so that sort of was an awesome story. But how, let's talk a little bit more about sort of that one-on-one connection you have with your sort of students and sort of what that means to you.
That means to me a lot, because for me, you know, I'm really thinking to myself, what is happiness for me? And everyone needs to find that, you know, stop chasing your goals, start chasing happiness. And once you start chasing happiness, the money will follow. I see this day in and day out. People are chasing money, but they're not catching it. Because the truth is, if you chase your happiness, chase your goals, the money will follow. And for me, helping as many people as possible is my happiness. So for me to go ahead and connect with people one-on-one, at events, online, is most amazing things. When people come to me and, you know, explain how everything's changed for them, that's real happiness. And whatever happiness for you, you need to ask yourself, how are you going to get to it? How can you monetize it? And go full force. Pick one thing, go full force with it.
Yeah, I think what's so important about that is people sort of, some people see entrepreneurs as just sort of people who want to make as much money like whenever. But for a lot of people, it's more about the passion, more about the process rather than, you know, the monetary gain. Because you could be doing so many more things that would make you, you know, so much more money. But these events are, you know, crucial to your brand and crucial to, you know, what you stand for, because you're bringing a lot of people together and, you know, making opportunities like this happen. And, you know, that's worth more than however much money you can make spending time doing other stuff.
100%.
Awesome, man. Yeah. So again, Sam, I'm going to wrap it up here. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast today. It was really awesome talking with you. Go ahead and shout out all of your socials, Instagram, YouTube, wherever we can find you online, and what we can expect from you next.
At Sam Jacobs, all over Instagram, YouTube is my main places to find me. But other than that, I want to end it off with one simple message, that it is possible, and I want to show you that it's possible, and that's why I'm here. People have one limiting factor, and the only limiting factor that you have in your brain from getting to from point A to point B, from where you are to the goal, to the end goal that you have in your future, is your mind. And that you can do anything, but the one thing that's stopping you is your mind. Your mind can do anything. And that if you take and you figure out how to get your mind out of the way, get to your goal, you're going to be successful no matter what. So every single day, ask yourself, where do I want to be? What is stopping me? Overcoming. Because as an entrepreneur, you got to be ready to jump over those bridges. You got to be ready to do whatever it takes. And that if you are not ready to do that, an entrepreneurship, you know, journey is not for you. So just remember that no one got to the top easy. No one, you know, and I'm still on the journey and I can't wait. I love the journey. And if you obsess over one thing and you go all in with it and you tell yourself, no matter what, I'm going to go from point A to point B, no matter what, and nothing's going to stop me. No roadblocks. I'm going to jump over them. I'm going to go under them. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to make it no matter what. You will never quit. I mean, you will never fail, because if you never quit, you never fail. So with that, hope you guys enjoyed, and can't wait for your future success.
Awesome, Sam. Really appreciate it. Guys, doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how old you are. The only barrier between you and your success is your mind. Make sure to keep your mindset focused on the end goal and enjoy the process as well. That's sort of what I got from that last sort of wrap-up speech from Sam. Sam, again, really appreciate you coming onto the podcast today. Guys, at Sam Jacobs everywhere. Go check him out. He's got some amazing content coming out. I know some amazing things in the future. Sam, let's kill it, man. Thanks for tuning in today.
All right. See ya.
Peace out.
Perfect.